Coach, congratulations. You guys, in your first year, headed to the semifinals after a 16-0 victory over Nauk. A very satisfying victory, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know what? Our guys played well last night. You know, our defense has gotten better week in and week out. And, you know, you guys have been doing this long enough you got to have some defense to get this far in the playoffs.
You know, you look at that defense, Mark. Nauk came in, scored a lot of points this year. Okay, some people may have questioned their competition, maybe. But and coming there this year with the merger, with Monaca and Center merging to form Central Valley, as a coach when you came in, and is this what happened last night? Did you try and maybe say, hey, if we're going to do anything, let's at least try and get a good defense? Was there ever that talk at all to, you know, really let's make the foundation of this first year our defense? Because it has been pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, with the staff we've assembled, you know, we've got a lot of defensive-minded guys. You know, they've come from programs, have been head coaches of programs, have had notoriously have played good defense. And, you know, we understand if we're gonna build this program into anything that we want it to be, football games are won playing good defense. And that was our number one objective.
Mark, we had you on our Tuesday show on MSA Sports a few weeks ago, and we talked about your feelings when you were first named the first ever head coach at Central Valley High School. If you could reiterate those feelings and then talk about, what was your goal in assembling that staff you just talked about?
Well, you know, and the initial feeling was I was honored, because the administration, the members of the board, they took a big step forward and standing out in front of this and did a voluntary merger, which doesn't happen, you know, in education quite often. So they were willing to stand up in front of us and do the right thing. I'm ecstatic just to be part of that group that says, let's bring these community together. And, you know, I'm a part of that from the athletic part where we need to bring two good football teams together to form one. And, you know, as everybody always says, you're only as good as the people, you know, you surround yourself with. And I've had a lot of ties in the game of football as far as a coach. So I have a lot of former head coaches, as I said, who were willing to step on board. And it's been a blessing. I couldn't ask for a better coaching staff.
Mark, you know, sometimes with mergers, you never know how they're going to go, not in just sports, but just with students in general. You know, from two different districts, and Monaca, very proud district, a lot of tradition. You coached there at one time, and now you come to Center. And I remember talking to you before the season started, and you had said, it was before your first practice, that you didn't know how maybe things would go when – let's face it, there might have been kids that started at one of those schools, and you go out that first game, and they're not a starter anymore with the new team. How has that gone? Were there egos that you had to soothe during the year? Did you have to play more than a coach this year, maybe than you ever did in your life as far as off the field and soothing things, kids' egos?
Well, definitely. And, you know, obviously, winning has helped to ease those egos. I think if we'd have started off rocky, maybe stumbling out of the blocks, it might have reared its head a little more. But I think initially we had great senior leadership, and guys accepted the fact that, you know what, if we just stay together, we can do some good things. And you have to have some unselfish people. But, you know, we talk constantly to our players before practice, after practice, and, let them understand. And that's what's so great about this game. You know, it's a team sport. It's the ultimate team sport. You can't accomplish anything unless you depend on the guy next to you. And everybody has a different role. And that's how we sold it. And, you know, I got to give credit to our seniors because not only did they accept that as a football team, but they kind of showed our community If people just put down their own personal agenda and look at the whole thing and the process, good things could happen.
Mark, over the last 2 weeks, I've been saying that the Central Valley Vikings are the 14th seed in name only. You guys came out of the tough Parkway Conference. you know, I know there's only so much that WPL could do. And once they get their top eight teams, then they start, you know, filling in the blanks, so to speak. But did you guys, you know, play the lack of respect card when you guys were slotted as the 14th seed in the AAA tournament?
Well, you know, surprisingly, we really even talk much about our seed. You know, we knew that as a fourth place team, as you said, something's already set in place. You get the top eight teams, conference champs, second place, they got to play home. So obviously those games got to be hosted at their venue. And then you plug everybody else in. So we knew we could be anywhere down in that lower tier. But the thing we stressed the minute we left that meeting was it's a new season. We know we're battle tested, and let's just keep getting better as a football team.
First year, first trip to the semifinals, and across the field on Friday, you guys will see a team that sort of has the semifinals on their schedule each and every year. 13th consecutive trip to the semifinals for Thomas Jefferson. What about the Jaguars?
Well, you know, I don't know if there's any more adjectives in a dictionary that you can use to describe that program. And, you know, Coach Chirpak has, and his staff, they do a tremendous job. You know, they're the ultimate of reloading, not rebuilding. You know, they expect to be there. And it's a mindset for those for their football players. It's a mindset for their communities. And, you know, it's going to be a great challenge. But, you know, as we talked earlier, it's about seeding and everything. Sooner or later, you got to play everybody. Well, it's now sooner. So our next challenge is Thomas Jefferson.
Mark, are you re-energized? I mean, a year ago, you're at Freedom and go 2-7. Now you're in the semifinals. Is this a revitalized Mark Lyons as a coach now?
Well, you know, I've always had that passion. I mean, the one thing that drives me in this profession is, you know, what irks me is when I was at Manac and, you know, we're a touchdown here and there from winning three WPIL championships, and who knows, those teams that beat us went on to win state championships. So I'm continually driven by that, and I'm always energized at this time of year. I enjoy the practice. I enjoy the Monday through Thursday process of preparing our guys, getting ready, putting in game plans. But, you know, yeah, let's face it. People say you got to be half nuts to do what we do, but I wouldn't trade it for anything, you know, anything else.
Well, there's a guy in this station I know that's not half nuts. He's all nuts sitting next to me. Anyway, Mark,
don't talk about our producer that way.
It's time. We got to have a little fun with you, Mark.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And now, here's Don and Mike with everything you don't need to know. It's time for another installment of Just Askin'.
All right, Mark, a couple quick questions. We need to learn a little bit more about Mark Lyons. We give you quick questions, you give us the quick answers. You going first, Mr. Rebel?
I'll go first. Your favorite salty snack and your favorite sweet snack?
Favorite salty snack would be jalapeno potato chip.
Ooh.
My favorite sweet snacks is Hostess Cupcakes.
Okay, here it comes for me. Favorite soup?
Potato soup.
Okay.
Oh, he's winning my heart here. All right, Mark Lyons, every football coach loves fall, but are you a summer guy or a winter guy?
I am a summer guy. These guys have been on me every day. I've been wearing long johns to every game and sweatshirts. I don't know what it is, but this cold goes right through me now, so I'm all about the summer.
Last one, Mark. Last birthday present you bought for your wife?
Dinner.
Dinner, that's it?
That's it. Dinner and some flowers.
Wait, where was dinner? I think that's the most important thing.
Burger that's King, right. That's good enough.
Arby's?
Mark Lyons, thank you for joining us, and good luck next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.